Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Chuck Cadillac has deposited with us over the last long, more than 12 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction, and he is also the founder of Community of Liberty, which is something I want him to talk to us about right now. Chuck, tell us about Community of Liberty.
Well, it's an organization that I started 6 months ago. We set up the web page, and I started writing some blogs and things like that. But I'm about to launch my first chapter here in Southern California in live in Laguna Woods. And so I'm looking for volunteers. If any one of your listeners is interested in contacting me, they can reach out to me at communityofliberty.org.
Communityofliberty.org.
Yeah, all one word.
Okay.
Communityofliberty.org or Charles.Cadillac@communityofliberty.org.
All right. Charles.Cadillac, K-A-D-L-E-C, at communityofliberty.org if you want to email him. Go ahead.
Yeah. So
what does it stand for?
Well, the mission is to inculcate the habits and virtues of living in liberty. The concept is that in some ways we've forgotten what it's like on a day-to-day basis to live in liberty. We're so used to having government be the default agent of take care of our social concerns.
Every year, we basically surrender tiny little bits at a time our liberties that we used to have, and that's a scary thing, Chuck. Because without liberty, entrepreneurship can't flourish.
That's right. So they're going to have 4 activities. Each chapter will focus on an education activity. So we need to be better grounded in the rich philosophical tradition of liberty that's part of our national founding and constitution, an accountability function where we hold local government school boards accountable. By the way, nonpartisan. We will not engage in any overt political activities, although
right.
Our members are obviously encouraged to do that. A third, an outreach function where we'll offer some qualities and we're helpful. Say, for example, a local high school set up a club, the
mm-hmm.
club.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, an action function where each chapter, and we're starting the first one, will have to engage in some project that increases the space of liberty in their community, as they define both. So the concept here is, exactly what you said. We need to push back. We need to create an institution that allows people to come together on a voluntary basis to begin to take back our liberty by being proactive in our communities, by finding alternatives. You can't be something with nothing. So we need to invent the alternative to government and taking care of some of those things. So,
well, the thing that's so important to what you're saying, Chuck, is because Americans have gotten to the point where we think every time we get a hangnail, every time there's a boo-boo, we say, why doesn't somebody do something about that? Who in our government? Why isn't some agency or why isn't the president doing something about this? And it's because it's a combination of things, Chuck. To me, we have demanded this. We've asked those questions, and when we ask those questions, politicians get nervous, and then they start passing laws that take care of that for us. But in the process, we lose our liberties.
Supposedly, take care of it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The four taking cares: take care of yourself, your family, your customers, and your community. That kind of sums it up. Well, the way I see it right now, but I'd love to engage in some of your listeners and begin to invent this. It's not an existing thing. I'm just in the first steps of it, and it's going to be fun. And we're going to make a difference.
Well, I think you will too, and I certainly want to do what I can to help you, Chuck, because I think you're onto something. I think there's a, you know, the Tea Party was the first kind of grassroots. Groundswell of emotions to try to take back our country. I think your organization might give them, there's certainly room in the world for what you're talking about. In fact, what you're talking about is more, in my opinion, is a higher quality a mission than not that the Tea Party's not a high quality, but I think it's just more community driven, and I think you're onto something, and I want to do what I can to help you.
Well, thanks very much. I really appreciate that.
And so, folks, I want you to check it out. Communityofliberty.org is the website, and give us your email again, Chuck.
It's Charles, Charles, dot Catholic, Cadlec, at communityofliberty.org.
And they can read your postings every week. They can receive those by email and find out a little bit more about that. And Chuck, thanks for being here. Thanks for being the great leader that you are.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. Always a thrill to be with you and your audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Cadlec, a great American. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassigan, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.